This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a rough election season. We know that. So bear with us here while we detour to the very north of England, just almost up to Scotland, to talk about sheep and a slice of rural life and work that not many of us get to experience. James Rebanks is a shepherd in the Lake District of England, doing a job that his family has been in for generations. His new book about that life and that job is called The Shepherd's View. Mr. Rebanks, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You basically took over a family-owned business, right? Your dad was a shepherd? I mean...
My grandfather and everybody all the way back as far as we can find for a sort of 600 years plus. We just ran out of paperwork. We didn't run out of shepherds.
How is business? I mean, you said before we turned the mic on, you have 900-something sheep. I mean, how do you get by? You doing all right?
In terms of farming, we struggle. Like all traditional farmers all around the world, we're under intense pressure at the moment. And have been for a long time, actually. So the sheep we sell, the breeding sheep we sell, are about a quarter of the real price they were 40 years ago when I was born, when I was a kid. And what we produce is still considered too expensive because industrial factory farm chicken is about 10 or 12 times cheaper than it was when I was a kid. So the ratio has gone in the wrong direction for it. So the challenge for us and the challenge for sort of traditional small farmers all around the world, heritage breeds and heritage farmers, is to try and find a way to keep that going.
What kinds of sheep do you raise, by the way? I know I should know this, but I don't.
We keep a breed of sheep called Herdwicks, which are the sort of native sheep of that landscape. And their DNA goes straight back to Viking sheep. We think they came at least 1,000 years ago with the Vikings, or at least some of them did. And the nearest relatives are on the islands that the Vikings came from. And actually, our dialect comes from... I'm not speaking in my dialect now. I'm trying to speak in the Queen's English, but our dialect comes from the same places.
I would ask you to speak your dialect, but I probably wouldn't understand it, right?
Well, we have our own system of counting. So we would count to five like this: Yan, Tan, Tethra, Methra, Pip. And many of the words I use for my working life are understood better in Norway. And I've tested this. It's true. They're better understood in Norway and Sweden than they are in London.
Do you sell the wool or do you sell the sheep? Or I guess you sell both, right? You got to make a living.
Well, actually, we do both of those things. We sell wool, although I've got to tell you that it costs three times as much to get it off the sheep as it's worth, so we don't farm for wool anymore. Our spare male lambs go for meat. So Herdwick mutton and lamb is probably the best sheep meat in the world. It was eaten at the Queen's coronation. But actually, there's a third category.
Yeah, but that was a while ago. I mean, 1952
It was the best then, and trust me, it's still the best sheep meat in the world. But there's actually a third category. The mountains, historically the mountains in England, were the nursery for the sheep flock for the whole of the UK. That's actually what I make most of my money selling, breeding sheep from the mountains that go on to live in the lowlands.
One of the great things about this book, the new one, The Shepherd's View, is the pictures that are in it. And I say that as a way to get into the fact that you are big on Twitter and Instagram. And I love the idea of this guy coming down from the mountains of north of England and putting pictures of his rural life out into social media.
We can't let Kim Kardashian and these people have it all the wrong way, can we? I think we've got to fight back and take back social media for working people and sort of proper things. So I was a little bit skeptical to start off with, but really what I do, I have a Twitter account called @HerdyShepherd1. And what I do on there is I share my day-to-day life. So it's not about me as an individual or some kind of celebrity. It's about my working sheepdogs and my flock of sheep and the sort of working life of the mountains. And yeah, it's crazy. We have 85,000 followers on there. People like the photographs and the commentary about what we're doing. And I think it's good for everybody, both farmers and the general public, to have that dialogue and to be talking to each other. So I try to play my part.
James Rebanks, his newest book is called The Shepherd's View. It's a follow-up to The Shepherd's Life from a couple of years ago. Mr. Rebanks, thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We've got some of his photos on our website, marketplace.org. He, by the way, is at @HerdyShepherd1 on Twitter and Instagram. You can get me, should you so choose, @KaiRizdahl.